We are learning Mestechus Ba'abasra, Daphnun Beis Amad Aleph, and we are beginning Nun Aleph Amad Beis, the two dots, five lines from the bottom, at end of a line. Tanur Rabbanon, Eim Mekablin Pekdoinois, Loimin Anoshim, Veloimin Avodim, Veloimin Atanakis. Someone who accepts Pekdoinois to watch, he safe keeps different items for people, he should not take from ladies who are married because we're scared that she stole it from her husband, and don't take it from slaves, and don't take it from children, because all these people are. The Yechoshesh them, they stole. And we'll see in a second, we don't assume they have a sure gazel on them, but don't take the cover from them, because they might have stolen it. But let's say, kabel min isha, you're ready to kabel it, tzalach is yach isha, you don't have to give it back to her husband, because she's not for sure a ganav, and therefore you give it back to her, v'im mesa, and she dies, then yach isha labal. She's dead now, you give it back to labayla. Why? Because the baal is yerish her anyway. So, amon of shach, even if it's hers, it goes to the baal, because the baal is yerish her. Kabel mina eved, yachzal eved. So, pasuk pshat why yachzal eved is because you don't assume he's a gazlan, so you give it back to the eved. V'imeis, but if the eved dies, yachzal rabbi, give it back to the master. Now, why are you giving it back to the master? So, the pasuk pshat would be is because he has no yarshim, so you give it back to the master. Because if there's no yarshim, then you give it back to the master. But the Rashbam says an extra stickle here. He says, even if he already was freed, forget about dying, he's freed, and then he died, you still give it back to his the master. Why? So Rashbam says, Shreya Eved Hoyab Hifkid Lazeh, Vistam Avodim Gazlonim Haim, Stam Avodim Gazlonim. But Isha that was discouraged before she died, then you give it back to her Yarshim because they're not married anymore. Because there we don't say Stam Isha Gazlonim. So the Pella is, if Rashbam holds Stam Avodim Gazlonim Haim, so why Yachzel Eved then? And this is the Kasha of the Rishonim. The Rashba talks about this, Iblaib Shver on the Rashbam. The Tosis Rid asks the Kasha. The Kovitz Shurim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman talks about this. Al-Kapanim, the Rishonim argue and say that the Meis Yachzal Rabbi means if he has no Yarshim. But if he has Yarshim, Avada would go to the Eved because, like we said, we don't assume Yachzal Eved means we don't assume he's Shua Gazdan. The Rashbam is very Shver.
So what's the
Kishu Gemara? Don't take from them. Don't take from them, even though.
What?
Eved, he's married. If he's married, let's say after he got Meshuchar, he got married. After he got Meshuchar. The Rashbam says even after he got Meshuchar, you give back to the master, which is Pella. That's all, because we assume he stole it. Zokta Gemara Tapa Omer Aleph, Kibel Minak Katon. If you accepted a Ipikodoin from the Katon, so the same thing there also. You assume it, you don't take it from him. Why not? Because he probably stole it, but you could give back to him because you don't nema, you don't assume that it was stolen. But the problem is you can't give it back to him either. Why? Because that's considered mazik biadayim. Like the Rashbam speaks, Alo yachzalosh, right? In you do a lishmar, ukemashlech liibudomi. It's like you're throwing it in the garbage, mishamach. So you don't give it back to him. Alo yasa segula. Make a oitzer out of it, a treasure. We'll see what that means soon. And v'meis yachzal yarshim. If he dies, give back to his yarshim because again we assume it's his. Look at the top Tosfos. The mishabalu yadai. Once the nifkad gets it, which the guy gets for safekeeping, emer metzia ashkach. We assume the katan found the metzia. V'lekach have the katan yachzal skula. Avam makomakim lechatchila emekavim. You don't lechatchila take it from the katan. V'kulon shamru b'shas misasam shaplaniyem. Both the Eved, the Isha, the Katan, if they say, B'shas, their Misa, they say, by the way, it belongs to that person. Yase Kipirushon. You do like they say. And why do I say when they died? Because if they're alive, all they have to do is ask for it back and they'll give it to who it belongs to. But here it's after, while they're dying and they don't have a chance to take it back. They say, by the way, it belongs to that person. You believe them. Pashat is because you assume they don't lie, B'shas Misa. But the way Rashbam learns, if you don't believe them, they don't look like they're saying the truth, and they're just embarrassed that they stole it, so that's what they're saying, it belongs to that person. And they don't want to be found out, because if they die, and then they give it back to their father, or give it back to the husband, they'll say, hey, I know that thing, I was missing it. So they're going to chat, they stole it. So therefore, that's what they're saying, maybe that's the reason. Just give it to the rightful owner, which is the master, the father. If you feel it's more mistavra. Like Mar brings a story about this. The Visu the Rav Barachana, the wife of Rav Barachana, Kikoshachva, when she was dying, Omra, Hani Kipi, you know those earrings that I have? The Marta Bnei Barta. It belongs to a certain Amira, his name was Marta. He was actually the brother of Rav Chia. Ubnei Barta and his grandchildren, the sons of his daughters. That's what it belongs to. Osla kameh Rav. So they came from Rav. What should we do with this? Should we give it to Marta Ubnei Barta, or should we give it back to Rav Babachana, the husband? Amalei, imehemloch. They told Rav Babachana, imehemloch, I say kiprusha. If you believe her, then do like a pirush. Veloi, also pirush to pirusha. If not, do pirush to pirusha and keep it for yourself. V'ikadam rehoch amalei. Yamidaloch, if that family, Marta, is a rich family, and they possible they have earrings, I say kibrusha, and do what you said. V'loi, also prisha. If not, then there's no chance that they gave it to her for safekeeping, because they're not so rich. Then, do prisha and give it to yourself, and not give it to what she said. You don't believe her. There's another pshat is that yamidaloch means, if you think that she could have, that she has friends that would give her such money, then you could listen to her. But if not, not. But we'll learn what the Pashat means. If the family of Marta was rich enough, then I'll say Kibrusha, I'll say Pirusha, Pirusha.
Rabbi Chana was a rich man?
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, he could have. He had to be rich, he had to be rich.
He's saying he could afford it, yeah. So I guess it makes sense if it's also, yeah, he's claiming it says, yeah. When I caught in Yasa school, it says, if you take a pekelim from a katan, you're not going to give it back to him. Why not? Even though you don't assume he's a gazdan, because you don't. That's called mazik. It's called throwing it in the garbage by giving back to him. So what do you do? Yasa le segula. Put it in a treasure. Now, a treasure means something that will hold its value. My segula. Rav Chisda Amar Sefer Torah. You write a Sefer Torah with it, and this way, you're getting schar from people who learn with it. And the kerem is kind. The principle is kind lailam. Rav Avuna Amar Diklo Dachu V'Tamri. Buy a dekel tree that produces tamri, produces dates, and you always have a dekel tree, and therefore it's something that holds its value. But like the Rashbam speaks out of beiskaloi, don't put it into stocks or any other business. Shem yerbei davar the kolav tavi, you lose the whole principle. Don't put it in something you can lose the whole principle. There's a big yisoid when it comes to any karen for yisoimim. You don't put it in a skula where you can lose the principle. You put it in a principle that makes dividends. Doesn't have to be so much, but it has to hold the principle. Zog the Gemara vayta. It's in the Mishnah that another one of the Chazakah, we're getting near the end of that Mishnah on Daf, that Mishnah was on Daf Mem Beis, it was a long Mishnah. We had the Umnim, the Shutvim, the Arisim, the Apatropim, the Ish B'nichsi Ishtoi, the Isha B'nichsi Baila. Now we're up to the Av B'nichsi Aben, V'l'Aben B'nichsi Av. The loch is that a father who's sitting on his son's property, or the son sitting on his father's property, is not a Chazakah. Why is that a Chazakah? Because you assume they're moichel to each other. Now, Pashup Shad is a case where they live together. They live together, and therefore they're moichel each other. That's the pasuk shot. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosef, afilu chilkoi. Even if they separated and went other ways, went different ways. One lives in this town, the other lives in the other town. They're not together anymore. They're each living on its own. On its own, it's still he holds not a chazaka, because still the father's meichel of the son comes and parks in his property. Rav Amar chilkuloi. If they split up, they're not together. They're not living together anymore. Then it is a chazaka. Rav says, Amar Rav Yirmiyahu Difti, Ovid Rav Papi Ovda." Rav Papa had a story where he did a ma'isa chilkoi loy kirava, and it was they separated, they went separate ways. He said the lach is it is a chazaka like Rava. You don't say the svara of lil av nechse ben and chilkoi loy means and it is a chazaka. It is a chazaka in each other. He did a story like that. Amar Nachman Yitzchak shtoyli Rav Chia Mahormis Adashir. Rav Chia from the place called Hormis in Adashir. That he told me the story of Acha by Yaakov, story of Nachman by Yaakov. That chilkoi loy, just like Rava says, if you're mechalek loy, then you don't say what the Mishnah says, and there is a chazaka. V'hilchasan that's halacha lemaisa chilkoi loy. The halacha is if they split up, the halacha is it is a chazaka on each other. Tainam ha'ochi, take a look at the brayso like that. We had this brayso before on Daf Mem Zayin. Ben shecholak ve'ishtoi shenesgarshoi, a ben that split up from his father and an ishtoi shenesgarshoi, and then they're eating from the father's or the husband slash the husband's property. Harei hein kashar kol adam, and there is a chazaka, and it should have been meicha, because in such a case they're not meichel to each other if they're not living together, and if the ishtoi and the wife is the garsha, of course there they hate each other. So there is a chazaka because it should have been meicha.
What about the av benichse aben?
The av benichse aben. Same thing, yeah. Same thing, yeah.
He never has his son's rights to his son's properties.
No, but maybe it'd be Michael. So no, if living together, then could be living together. Could be he's supporting him. So if he's supporting him, then if the boy, even as a gadol, eats on his father's table, his metzia goes to the father. Certain dinim. So there's more of a mechila there because they're eating from each other. Actually, the Gemara before is Mashmash only the other way, but yeah, here it's not Mechalik between Ava Ben and Ben and Av. So the Gemara Vayta, Itmar, a new story here. Itmar, there was someone who was a nifter, a very rich person. He left over 10 sons and they have a huge portfolio. And the oldest boy is taking care of the nechasim. Okay? A few, like a year later, before they split up, they didn't split up yet. They were all still using the whole Yerusha together. The older boy comes up with a shtar and saying that this property is mine, it says my name in it. And this halva is mine, it says my name in it. I lent money, it's all mine. That's what the story was. He was taking care of the properties. Oinois are shtar mechira. V'shtaris is shtari hava. So he has shtaris that say that property belongs to him. He has shtaris that guy owes me $1 million. Yoitz Mashmai says his name. That's it. Just says his name. Just says Reuven on it. V'omar, and he says, so how's that yours? Amar Shalihem, it's mine. Shnafli Beis Aviyam, Eima. That property and that $1 million came from my own Yerusha, from the father of my mother. And the other brothers were only share the same father, but not the same mother. And he's claiming that this is from a different Yerusha. It's not from the Yerusha that I'm taking care of. So who's in the right over here? Omar Rav, Allah Lahavi Raya. The brother, Reuven, who's claiming everything is his, he has to bring a raya. Because the simple way it looks is that he took it from this Tvusas of Ayis, he took it from the portfolio of the Yerusha. And if he's claiming now that he has a different income stream, he has to prove it. He has to prove where it came from. Allah love raya. Shmuel Amar, Allah Acham love raya. Shmuel says no. Lamaisa, it says his name, so it's his. And the brothers have to bring a raya. If Rav says the Reuven has to bring a raya because I have an explanation why it says his name, he's taking care of the properties, very easily puts his name, but we know where he got it from. But Shmuel says no, it's his name. So the brothers have to bring a raya. That's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We'll see who we pass next soon. Omar Shmuel says, Moideli Abba, Rav is Moide to me, Abba is Rav. That's Rav's real name was Abba. And they called him Abba Aricha, the tall Abba. He was tall. Moideli Abba. If he dies, if Reuven dies, now the Yerushim are here, so their Rav will be Moida that they don't have to bring a Raya anymore, because the Yerushim have no idea. So there, the Achim have to bring a Raya. That's what Shmuel says. What does Rav be Moida that if Reuven dies, the Achim can bring a Raya? Mask of the Rav Papa, is that true? Klum taninu layasim idu leitahan la'avuan. Do we taina something the father wouldn't have taina? I mean like this. A classic taninon is that the father could have tainted something and been believed, so then we taina it for the assignment. Like the Rashbam gives an example of a complicated case that we had earlier. The case was that the assignment are sitting on a property for more than 3 years, and you come over to them and you say, where do you have that from? So they say, I don't know, I got it from my father. So there, it's not really a good taina. Got it from my father, it's not a good taina. But we say, if you have eight, the father was there one day, we say taninon. That we say Tanino, which means the father bought it. So there, why did he say Tanino? Because the father would have been alive now, he would have tiny bought it, would have been believed, the Chazaka, so he tied it for the assignment. But over here, if the father had been alive and say, it's mine, would he have been believed? No, he has to bring a raya. So how could he assign him, get a tiny that are not a work for the father? Tanino just means we say the tiny, the father could have tiny. Here the father wouldn't have worked as tiny. Kulum Tanino Luliasvi, Mid Loitan Luavoin, and I'll bring a raya, he can't do this. Vaharava, Apek zuga de sarbala v'safra da gadata miyasmi the yisaimim that were holding on to the special scissor, this tailor scissor, or this safer of a gadata, and the yisaimim were holding on to it, and the kibbutz said, where do you have this from? I got it from my father. So the rava took it away from them. Beloy raya, without any raya that was given over to them b'sheila, we take it away from them because they don't have a chazaka. But dvar masum lahash laaska, since those things are normal people to lend. And we have the Marikama as Raya that it's his. It was his. So here, you go to the Yisraelim and say, that's mine. Then you don't say Taninon that they bought it, because the father wouldn't be believed either that he bought it. Yeah. Because it's Dvarim Asum Lahashu Lahaskar. You have to have Eidim for that. Something that's normal to borrow, there's no, like we said, we tried to find an example today. Last time, one of the Shum, we said it's like a lawnmower. If you're holding up the lawnmower and you say it's mine, you have to give a star or Eidim that you bought it, because it's very possible you never lent it to you. Now you're holding on to it. Shikayach. It's something that's also has to ask us here, that even though the Yisraelim don't know, but we don't tie it that he bought it because the father wouldn't have believed. On top of our base, because Shalach, Rav Huna ba'oven, Hishalach Runa Ba'Avin, Dvar Masuyin Lahasha Lahaskir, Va'am Alakuchim Yadi. This is talking about the father, a regular person. If someone says, Asa Lahasha Lahaskir, someone is normal to rent or to lend out, and he claims the Kuchim Yadi, you're not Neman. So that's why you don't tiny for the same either, because the father would have been Neman. So we're asking, what's Shmuel saying? Moideli Abba, what's Shmuel saying? Moideli Abba, Lachaira here, the father wouldn't be believed to say, he'd have to be a rai, so how can your son be believed? The Gemara ends off, Kasha. It's a Kasha.
Kasha on Shmuel.
It's Kasha on Rav. On Shmuel, it's on Rav, yeah.
So Shmuel says
Rav. Moideli Abba, it's not true. He said, with Kasha. So I guess it's not true. We don't believe Shmuel. No, I don't believe Shmuel's saying that in Svar like that, yeah.
Yeah,
you didn't hear it from him, yeah. So Kasha. It's Taka Kasha, what Shmuel's saying, Moideli Abba. Now, the what's John in Kasha, not Tiyufta. So Rabbi Chananel says, we passing like Shmuel says that Moideli Abba. Why? Because it says Kasha, not Tiyufta. And the Rabbi Chananel says, the biggest side for all of Ashas, anytime it says Tiyufta, why is it Tiyufta, not Kasha? Tiyufta means that it's a stumper. Kasha means there's a way out of it, and therefore you can still pass like that. We're not sure about the Kasha. Even though we don't know the Tarets, but we're not sure about it. That's what the Rabbi Chananel says. The difference between Kasha and Tiyufta, probably a famous thing. But the Rashbam says, I have a different shot. No, Rashbam says, Kashi and Tiyufta mean the exact same thing, really. They mean the exact same thing. And he says, the only difference is like this, that when it's a Moira, you say Kasha. When it's from Mishnah and a Braisa, you say Tiyufta. But he says, Avada, they both have the same strength, and the same type of Kasha, just a different Lashon. You only say Tiyufta when it's a Braisa. When it's a Kasha, you say Kasha. And therefore he holds, we don't Paskin like this. And we Paskin like the whole Rav, because we'll see soon that there's a Braisa like Rav, and therefore he holds, we pass like Rav, Legamri, and even by Yisoyimim, still a law of Lahavi Raya, Reuven's family has to be a Raya, that it belongs to him, and not on the Achim.